Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Like a cobra!
Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky.
Three months old, five.
And the 95-7
the
game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby. Where's that Draymond go bye-bye from, man? Where is that from? Oh, my God. You callers are unbelievable. Good morning to everybody out there.
He did not go bye-bye.
He did not go bye-bye.
The rumor is he was on Bleacher Report Live a little while ago. Wait. We're going to effort to get the sound.
Wait, what do you... Draymond Green was on Bleacher Report Live?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get the sound, and we're going to play it for you, so go nowhere.
Oh, boy.
Stick right with us. We will find it.
By the way, good morning to everybody out there getting off the graveyard shifts, overnight dancers. You know how I feel. Good morning to you. Shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages, as we have added the QR code on both pages. Looks really, really cool. We look really official on YouTube
it's
right
really
now.
It's really cool. It's very simple.
Yep.
It goes right to the app.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Shout out to Comcast Business Text Line, our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it. Most of the callers have brought it today. We've only had one flushing, and that one flush was brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. We got Flimmy coming up at 8:30. A lot going on here. Before we pivot to the San Francisco Giants in opening day, because I know it's a great day. And I know these horny guys here at the studio. Do we finally have Charmed off? We need to get Charmed off, man. My guys in here are so horny this morning. Listen, watching back Steph and the emotions during the break, and coaches having to console him, and Steve Kerr having to console him, I've never seen Stephen Curry that. It was almost like Stephen Curry was telling us, like, man, enough is enough. We need you. And then when Steph Curry said this after the game, I thought, boy, that's as critical as Steph Curry will ever be about a teammate, basically telling Draymond Green, we need you on the floor. It's no secret, but listen to Steph Curry after the game about his emotions.
Yeah, we know how important the season is. This part of the season is in our ability to get into a rhythm and secure a playing opportunity and give ourselves a shot. We don't want to have self-inflicted wounds when it comes to that. We all care. We all are passionate about the game and our chances to have something to play for down the stretch. So give everything you got to this game, and that's the emotion.
Oh, man, this is funny. As Steph Curry, this text popped up, Shasky. But your boy Abonte, if you're not peeling off the red tape on the edges, are you really even eating bologna? That's UPS Zach. You're right. If you're not pulling off the red tape, you're not really eating bologna. That's not the real deal. If you're not pulling off the red tape, that is the real deal. You're right, Zach. That's good knowledge there about bologna. Some of the things you get into on the show.
Bologna has a first name?
Turn on your mic.
My bologna has a first name?
What is it?
How did that jingle go?
I don't remember that jingle.
My bologna has a first name.
It's O-S-C-A-R.
There we go. Oscar Meyer.
My bologna has a second name. It's See? M-E-Y-E-R. Wow, how do I remember that? My God.
Yeah, I don't know how you remember
He's
that.
He's full of bologna.
So a lot of people are asking me about my Giants starter jacket. I'm going to just give you some information. My guy, I'm going to give out his government name, went to high school.
He's got another guy?
Yeah, I've got plenty of guys. By the way, Larsa Pippen said Marcus Jordan was no longer her guy. It's not her guy anymore.
Larsa said that?
Larsa
looks like she's been going to the same exact surgeon as Kim K.
No, she looks like she's been going to a worse surgeon.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, you
know. Kim K gets top of the line surgeons. Larsa Pippen looked like she's on that bootleg hype.
Well, she's also like, it looks at least 15 years older.
She looks ridiculous. What's the name Vintage? What's the name Vintage? Is the Instagram page you need to go to. My boy Marquise Gillette is always selling some old school stuff. He's out there on YouTube. He's probably got a blunt in his mouth right now listening to the show. Marquise Gillette, what's the name Vintage? What's the name Vintage? Check out his site. He'll lead you to the right direction to get one of these six starter jackets. And I got a Niners one. I actually got it from the homage page, that Niners one, but this one got it from my boy Marquise. What's the name Vintage? Check out his page on Instagram.
Yeah, I had actually copped, I think it was either last year or the year before, almost an identical one, but mm-hmm. It's the modern
starter.
Yeah, pullover. Yep. Yeah, just like that with the zipper in the middle. They're great for when it's just a little wet outside mm-hmm. because they're, you know, weatherproof and they keep you nice and warm. They're great, great city coats.
No doubt. They are great city coats.
Giants have such great jerseys.
They do have great jerseys.
That's why I hate the City Connect.
Right. By the way, Marco Luciano officially optioned to AAA. He'll start in Sacramento. But as a fan, what was your reaction to Steph's emotional reaction to Draymond's suspension? In the meantime, we can pivot. If you still, 888-957-9570, we just opened up the phone lines here. If you want some last-minute thoughts on Steph Curry showing emotion from what happened last night, the Warriors do get a win. Andrew Wiggins played very, very well. Very, very well. By the way, we may have to push back John Taylor. May have to push back John Taylor, which is okay because we got a lot going on here today.
So I was going to say, to me, after watching the Draymond thing, I rewound it over and over and over. I was like, did I miss something? What spurned it setting him off? Like, what was it? I just think he lost his mind for no reason. He just went way over above and beyond. But as I was rewatching it, NBC, to their credit, kept the camera stuck, like just panned and zoomed in on Steph Curry. And I watched Steph Curry, and he got hunched over, and he's got his hands on his hips. And as he raises his hands, you could see tears, like literal tears.
With his eyes watering
up. And I'm like, look, is he sweating? Is it what? I don't know. So I don't know if those were legit tears, but that's what it looked like to me. And you'll see guys do this a lot. They'll hunch over and they're dripping sweat or whatever, and they're out of breath, and they'll wipe themselves with their jersey as they lift their shirt up to do it. It felt like to me he was trying to tamp down the emotions.
Yep.
And then you could see his face, like almost like a person who's allowing that vulnerability and that emotion to seep through. Yep. You can see he was completely exhausted. The look on the face to me was, I almost give up. Like, come on, man. And I'm totally, obviously, paraphrasing right. And putting my own two cents on this. But it felt like to me, a lot of times, again, my wife has done that view to me, or I've done that to others, where I either they've let me down or I've let them down. And it's like, I can't do this anymore. I just can't do this anymore. So we can argue about what Bonte and Joe think. We can argue about what the Golden State Warrior fandoms think.
I wonder what Joe Lacob thinks.
Well,
I wonder what Mike Dunleavy thinks. I do.
Oh, I think, we'll never, my God. We'll never I think know the Steph's, answer to that. Steph's It, the image of Steph Curry
that immediately was the biggest after thing.
It, to me, was a thousand
Not only that,
years.
Not only that, that image right there, but what about the image after the game? The way he walked up to Andrew Wiggins and was very demonstrative of saying, Wiggs, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it after the game.
You thought that was powerful?
Wiggs, carried us in the fourth quarter. He empowered Andrew Wiggins. Klay Thompson the night before empowered Andrew Wiggins saying, we need you. We need you. That may not mean much to anybody, but I'm watching the way Steve Kerr hugged Andrew Wiggins from the back. And then Steve Kerr hugging Steph Curry. They felt so good about that win. To get that win without J.K. and Draymond, that's a huge win for that basketball team because you got contributions from Chase Jackson Davis. You got contributions from GP2. You got some contributions from Moses Moody last night. How about that? And then you get a little bit from Chris Paul. You get Brandon Podziemski rebounding his ass off. Had 9 rebounds yesterday, Pods, off the bench.
I think they
9
had
rebounds.
35 of the non like core guys. They had like 35 rebounds or whatever.
There you go.
And 40 points. So it was a group effort, absolutely.
But to see Curry
kicking a chair after the game.
He was ticked off, but then to see him look at Wiggins and hug Wiggins and point at him and then slap him in the chest and that's what we need moving forward. That's how you play with urgency. That's how you be aggressive. That's the guy we remember from the 2022 NBA playoffs. That, to me, was powerful. Well, and empowering Wiggins and getting him smiling, saying, we need you no matter what. If we can do this on a night where we lose Draymond Green early in the game, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Because I was thinking, how the hell are you going to make up 20 points from Kuminga? I got to make up the 8, 9, 10 that Draymond Green averages.
I thought the ball was hopping around, and I thought there was way more ability to drive, and it felt like there was so many more one-on-ones without Draymond out there.
Yeah. No, it was just the lane was a lot more open.
In terms of their offensive half
spacing
court.
Spacing was open.
Yes.
Spacing was there with the because when you have the two non-scorers on the floor, two non-shooters, Orlando's got a team full of non-shooters.
Yes.
They scored 93 points yesterday.
You could pack the paint.
Pack the paint. Get the shell defense, as Andrew Wiggins talked about last night, and just pack the paint, protect the paint, because they can't shoot. Cole Anthony had the night of his life from the three-point line. He was 5 of 8 from three. The dude shoots 32% from the three-point line. Okay? This team does not shoot threes well. So you pack the paint. But that's what teams do to the Warriors when you have two non-shooters out there, two non-scorers. And so the paint is packed. You don't have any space to operate. I think that's been one of the biggest issues for Andrew Wiggins on the floor. Yeah, sure, we want him to be more aggressive. We want him to clap for the ball. We want him to be more assertive on his basketball team. Chris Paul told him earlier in the season, when you want the ball, you tell me when you want the ball, and I will get you the ball. No problem. But sometimes when he gets the ball, you got nowhere to operate because guys are packing the paint because they're sagging off of Pods. They're sagging off of Draymond Green. So where is Andrew Wiggins supposed to operate? That was the biggest problem in the Lakers series last year in the second round, Sasky. It was the spacing in the half court. There was none. There was none for anybody.
I think most people would say the Bucks win was the best win of the year or the Laker win.
Celtics overtime.
Celtics. Okay. Yeah.
But you had a few. Yeah, the Bucks win was very good.
Given everything that we've been talking about this morning, man, that Orlando Magic win. I know, it's the Magic. I get it. But they are the fifth seed. That's as good of a win as I've seen outside of a couple of the top ones that kind of stand above everything else, right?
Yep.
In terms of collective effort, absolutely, execution, especially on a night where Steph wasn't draining, Klay wasn't draining,
yep,
that felt like we're gonna pull our pants up and we're gonna do this together type of a performance.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it was a really good win. It was a really good win. But 888-957-9570 before we get to Dave Fleming. At the bottom of the hour, we got Logan Webb versus Yu Darvish, this new look Giants lineup. Giants lineup out yet? They got the lineup. I can't wait to see the lineup cards. That's but what
who's
I'm
excited
about.
Who's the backup short? If Luciano got optioned down, is it going to be Tyler Fitzgerald?
Tyler Fitzgerald.
Interesting.
You go Nick Ahmed. You got Matt Chapman. Got Jorge Soler. Where is he going to bat? Is he going to bat second?
I don't know.
Jung-Hoo Lee, his debut with the Giants out of Petco Park. And all those Giants fans. Baseball's back.
I want to see them start Wilmer Flores, but I don't know. I doubt that's going to happen.
Well, we got two ways we could go about this. And this is why the roast is your show, folks. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, toddlers, cops, firefighters, you name it. Nick and San Jose, all you guys. We could do two things. Talk about two things. One, your reaction to Steph Curry's emotional reaction after Draymond Green got ejected for the fourth time this season. Or, where were you at mentally with the Giants once the season ended in 2023? Because mentally, I was a wreck. I was like, I don't want to talk about this team. This team's a joke. Franchise is a joke. And they did some things in the offseason that said, damn, Giants, you are so tone deaf.
What are you more surprised of? Just real quickly, as you're bringing this up, are you more surprised how quickly you pivoted into optimism for the Giants, or how frustrated most Warrior fans are with the Warriors? What's the more surprising development?
Fans being a little surprising with the Warriors. And I don't know if they're even, frustrated with the Warriors. I'm a little more surprised about that. Because I thought coming in, because the Giants had nobody, just a couple weeks ago, Giants didn't have Matt Chapman yet. They didn't have Blake Snell yet.
Yeah.
It was Jorge Soler, Jung Hoo Lee. We're like, well, you're still missing a few holes. You're still missing some things. Now all of a sudden, yeah, Blake Snell. Yeah, Matt Chapman. Your lineup looks deeper. Your rotation looks deeper. You got Robbie Ray coming back at some point in the second half of the season. He can give you a great push for the stretch run during a pennant race drive when you're trying to win a division or a wild card race. I can't believe how optimistic I am about the Giants right now, but I feel really good about them. I think they're, honestly, gut tells me they're going to finish in second in the NL West this season.
Well, I personally believe, I think the majority of Warrior fans felt like, all right, we got, I'm not saying everybody, but there was a sentiment of something along these lines. All right, we got rid of Jordan Poole. Now it's time to win again.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. Like it felt like a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people were thinking that they'll just remove Jordan Poole and everything's going to be fine. Get him off my team and we're just going to be right back to where we were last year at minimum. And we'll be better.
Yeah.
I do think this has been a cold reality season for the Warriors. Whoa. You know, the Giants, they could spring up, and I know people are optimistic, and I'm optimistic, and I'm super fired up. But I think the Warriors struggling to be a 10 seed.
Did not have that on my bingo card.
Struggling to be a 10 seed.
Hold on, you got the Rockets.
The Rockets, back into the roster is talking smack to you.
Warriors, come out to play! Warriors, come out to play! Yeah, it's like that.
That's Tari Eason. Rockets feel good after beating the Oklahoma City Thunder in overtime. In overtime. By the way, a couple things here that we didn't get to. It's so much going on. It's so much going on that the Niners have been overshadowed. Right, you get Jet York talking about, hey, Brock Purdy's going to reset the quarterback market. Now you got Eric Armstead saying that he felt very disrespected by the counteroffer by the 49ers.
This is
Eric Armstead. It's kind of cringy. You came up with 13 sacks in the last 4 years. I get you were very good against the run, but this organization picked you over DeForest Buckner, who was a fan favorite. He was a fan favorite. And Eric Armstead, you did a lot of great things, but why do you got to kick us while we're down? Why you got to kick us on the way out? The 49ers have done you a solid and have propped you up better than any organization in this league.
I think Eric Armstead's a good dude at his core. I do, too. I do. But I think there are times where I feel like certain guys, they're in these bubbles, and they don't realize how things land to the common fan. Over and over and over again, I have seen clips from his podcast, Eric Armstead's, where I'm like, bro, you do realize the average consumer is struggling to make life work right now financially.
Yep.
And you're complaining about money and disrespect and this and the other. And I know in your bubble, that's how you feel. But the majority of people consuming your podcast are struggling to pay for groceries.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not saying that's everybody. But
there is a lot of that. Yeah, you got to think twice.
He has repeatedly been very naive to how rich he is. And how delusional he sounds to the common fan.
Yeah, no, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that Eric Armstead. I was like, all right, come on. All right.
You were disrespected because they gave you a $20-something million dollar buyout.
Like, stop it.
Read the room a little, bud.
And then we got this. Glenn Taylor, who is the owner of the Minnesota Lynx and Timberwolves, says that Mark Lohr and Alex Rodriguez's option to buy the final 40% of the Wolves Lynx to make them majority owners has expired. The T-Wolves are no longer for sale, Glenn Taylor says. Interesting. Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lehrer had until March 27th to buy the remaining 40% of the T-Wolves. Didn't do it. It expired. And so it's a dramatic turn in Minnesota. Dramatic turn. Maybe Glenn Taylor saw Anthony Edwards coming because, boy, I may be making mistakes on this team.
He had last night against Detroit?
Yeah, on the pivot.
He had like five pivots. The fadeaway
jumper.
It was
Kobe-esque.
It was.
You know, there's just this. the money that these athletes are making right now, and I know it's seeping into the college game, right? But what they don't understand is they are so detached from the normal person because the money is astronomical. I see this in golf a lot now. They're all whining and crying about money. I'm like, you guys do realize.
You're making so much
dough. Oh, my God. You're making money hand over fist.
I got to come down somebody's road real quick, Shaska. I got to defend you, man. For everybody listening to radio, this guy, Kelvin Davis, is on YouTube right now. For everybody driving around. And you just said something about Eric Armstead, and I said basically the same thing. You know, it's kind of tone deaf to come out and be like, hey, I'm disrespecting. When you're getting all that money, the short checks, where you're making a lot of money.
And
like,
they chose you over Buckner.
Right, over Buck. Like, that's the biggest thing. Kelvin Davis, Joe, why didn't you say that while he was with the team? Why wait until he leaves the team? Well, we wouldn't have brought up Eric Armstead anymore had he not spoken on his podcast. He's a Jacksonville Jaguar now. We have no reason to talk about Eric Armstead. We appreciate him being from Sacramento. But we would have said this if he was on the team. If not, Eric Armstead just came out and said he felt disrespected. And ain't no fan buying that.
But
we ain't buying that, Eric Armstead. You felt disrespected? Come on, man.
Well,
come on, doggy.
Come on, big dog. You can't tell me it's a business on one end, because he did it multiple times during the season. It's a business, you know.
Right.
The NFL's a business.
Right.
Let me show you how much of my money goes to taxes on a game check.
It's a business. It's a business.
During the regular season?
Yo, I remember.
I said, that's not a good look, dude.
It's a business. It's a business. It's a business. It's a business. And then you go out there saying you felt disrespected.
Come on,
you knew it was a business. But that's don't act like Kelvin Davis said, we don't just sit here and speak our mind. Eric Armstead came on the show one time with BSG, and I said on the front, I said, Eric, I appreciate you coming out. I've been highly critical of you and your play. Told him that straight up. Come on, man. It is what it is. But he felt disrespected. Dude, we felt disrespected. The Niners picked you over Buckner. We felt disrespected. I'm blown away. All right, Jay Williams. I'm just blown away today. Some things just cease to amaze me. I swear to God. Jay Williams on ESPN. Discussing Steph Curry.
Can I just say that I love you? Because you just...
This is performance art.
This is who you are. You're incredible.
No. Eric Armstead. I see the clip there. I'm thinking to myself, God.
It was like when Jerick McKinnon...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Got mad at the Niners. Right. Like, I'm free.
I'm free now. I was like, wait a minute.
You're a backup.
We broke you off. That's Jared what I'm McKinnon. Saying. What are you talking about? You couldn't stay healthy. Now you're mad at us? I'm gold. We gold.
The older I get, the more I realize people need PR. Like, they need a PR person in their life.
Oh.
Like, just like, hey, Don't say the dumbest thing possible to alienate yourself to an entire fan base. Just take the high road. You've said this to me over and over. Yep. Joe, take the high road. And it's worked out for me in my career.
By the way, speaking of PR, apparently Shohei Ohtani hired the same crisis PR firm as Alec Baldwin, Harvey Weinstein, and Hillary Clinton. Law firm has represented Army Hammer, Prince Andrew. These are not people you hired when you didn't do it.
Oh, apparently
that was in the LA Times article. Had the same PR for her.
If you're hiring whoever Harvey Weinstein, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
I mean, what's next? P. Diddy going to also jump in there and get dual representation?
They're probably not even going to test P. Diddy.
Don't talk about that.
That PR firm is like, you got enough money for us. We can't help you, buddy.
I'm not going to lie to you, B. The whole Puffy thing.
Stop!
I can't stop going down the rabbit hole. It's just incredible.
Not going to lie. There's somebody at a green room in NBC Sports Bay Area. He told us what was going down with P. Diddy. And I shall reveal no names.
When?
Oh, this is like 2.5 months ago.
Oh. So you kind of knew. I had no idea.
Well, I just got to pay much attention to P. Diddy no more. But yeah. 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 That's what's happening. All right. Jay Williams on Steph Curry. I guess people are questioning Steph Curry's leadership. Huh. Let's hear from Jay Williams.
I'm getting texts from people that I really value their decision, right? High level people. And what these texts are reading is, well, how about the leadership of Stephen Curry? That's where these conversations are going. And in my brain, right, processing information, Molly.
Wait, what do you mean? How about the leadership of Stephen Curry? They're calling this. Steph out?
Yes.
Oh.
Right? For him not controlling Draymond. So in my brain, the way I process is that it's because I know Steph, I spent time around Steph. We were talking about this during Get Up. We wish we could have a camcorder in Steph's car, right?
Yeah.
All the things that Steph would be saying to his wife and how he's frustrated about, because he's one of the most competitive dudes you'll ever meet.
No doubt.
Draymond Green is diminishing the ultimate legacy of how people are looking at the leadership of Stephen Curry.
Wow, there's a lot there. I don't even know where to begin.
Draymond Green is a grown-ass man.
You can't control
Steph Curry to control. That's not Steph Curry's job. All right, we got a break. Let's get to Dave Fleming on the other side. Man, what a show. It's unbelievable. I'm exhausted right now. It's 8:25. All right. Opening day, Giants, Padres. Dave Fleming coming up, brought to you by Safeway.
That guy just skunked you.
The Morning Roast with Fonte and Shasky.
That's BS, man.
He deserved it.
Yeah, Penny Fever, Spadoni, start it from the top for me, baby. Start it from the top for me. It's baseball season. Yeah. I'm like those guys in Major League 2, the construction workers. Who the hell are these guys? That's who I were last season. Now, I know who these guys are. I know who these guys are. I know who Soler is. Let's get to BPA real quick. BPA before we get to Fleming, because I know BPA is feeling optimistic about the Gigantes. BPA, what's happening?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
I'm ready for a magical 83 wins. You know? it's magic inside 83-79. So yeah, it should be good. Yeah, I mean that represents optimism for me for the Giants. Obviously, that's literally is the exact number FanGraphs projects them to win. So yeah, that's my take. That's pretty accurate usually. I do find it ironic Shasky's optimism considering his theme was play the kids. I want to see the kids. It's all about bringing up the kids. And now could they have backtracked any more on Luciano Shasky?
Yeah.
He essentially now has no chance to make the big league roster. And yeah, I mean, to me, the reason that they made these moves is because the young guys, they know they don't have the goods, which, anyone that's followed this regime would know.
Well,
They're likely not to work out.
You know what, though? Kyle Harrison, Marco Luciano, don't close the book on these guys. Casey Schmidt, they will be needed at some point this season. You know they will. BPA, we got to run here. Call us back a little later.
BPA, let's go again.
We'll get you a full call. Yeah, yeah.
Me, you, and Bonte.
No. You and BPA can go. No. You and BPA can go.
He's got that Palo Alto money.
I don't know what BPA. I don't know who he is. But I know who Dave Fleming is. He's one of the many great voices of the San Francisco Giants. You see him on ESPN, college football, college basketball, golf. Masters, you name it.
You could see him out at West Sunset every now and then.
Well, don't. He's trying to keep a low pro of the city, Shasky.
He does.
No. I don't know if Fleming wants that business out there. Got to let him live his private life. Keep it private, Shasky. Flynn, what's happening, man? Good to hear from you.
I don't hide, Bonte. You can cut. Anybody can come up and say hi. I'm all over town. Come on.
I know you are. I know you are. You're a man of people. Sometimes he wants to just do his thing and walks over to West Sunset. Now he's going to have paparazzi and TMZ waiting for him next time at West Sunset. Oh, there's Flemmy. Show these cameras here. But seriously, Flynn, a happy opening day to you, man.
I'm so pumped.
Listen, I think, you know, we were kind of asking the audience here where our minds were at the end of last season compared to where it is to start this season. And I've done a complete 360. I feel really good about this team. Part of it is the way you spoke about this team a couple weeks ago about Kyle Harrison. Really got my juices flowing here. But really, just on paper, this feels like a better lineup, a better staff, and you got Robbie Wade waiting in the wings in the second half of the season. I feel really good about the 2024 San Francisco Giants as they start the season today in San Diego, Flib.
Yeah, you should. You should. It's a good team. And, you know, it's not just a good team overall. It's a team that addressed the weaknesses of last year. They went out and very deliberately, you know, where were we deficient? And they got better in almost all of those spots. And, you know, there's still, it isn't still such a complete roster that you look at it and go, well, they're in the playoffs, period. And that's not the way this sport works anyway. But gosh, they're a better team than at the end of last year. It's a whole different feeling around this team, I think, because of the new talent that's here. And I am really, really excited for the season to start today.
You know, Flem, we haven't had a chance to ask you this. This Dodgers situation with Shohei, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I mean, Shohei's not going to jail. He's not going to be, unless there's something totally shocking, you know, about an involvement in baseball gambling, Shohei's not going to miss time. I don't think that's happening. There's a lot of weirdness around this thing, and the story is definitely not complete. Like, what he said and what the lawyers have said is not the whole story. There's no question about that. But I, you know, the chances of him actually missing time are pretty small, I would think. But there is no doubt that already this is a distraction there. And we'll see where it goes from there. The one thing about Ohtani, and you guys know, I came on with you all, I've been saying it, like, I wanted Ohtani in a Giants uniform. He would have been a great fit here. But even I acknowledged back then that it's a different thing to have him on your team. Like, he's got his own program, his own set of rules. He doesn't talk to, you know, he doesn't talk aside from maybe once a week. He leaves it to his teammates to talk for him. He is a difficult teammate. He's a good guy, but he's a difficult teammate because of all that stuff. So then you add this, and I don't know. Like, yeah, it may not be happy camp in Dodgers land all season long. We'll see how it plays out.
Oh, I'm hoping for that. I'm hoping for that big time. All right, so we got Soler added to the team. Jung-Hoo Lee added to the team. We've got Matt Chapman added to the team. And we've got Blake Snell added to the team. I'm picking Jung-Hoo Lee to win Rookie of the Year. I think he's got great odds, and I think he's going to be a catalyst for the Giants all year on both ends, both at the top of the order and in center field. Who's the guy you're most excited to see and why?
Him. He's my guy. I think he's going to have a really great big league career. I do. I think the Giants got an excellent player in Jung-Hoo Lee. He is the thing that I really like about him, and I had heard, you know, I'd heard lots of good things about him, but you want to see it for yourself. While he adjusts to, you know, Pat Burrell had that great stat. I've said it a few times over the course of spring training. He saw three fastballs 95 plus last year in Korea. Three pitches total.
So you figure the adjustment to high velocity could take some time. He's worked hard on it. He's worked hard on it during the spring. You know, it's possible that the hitting comes along a little more slowly. But the point of bringing that up is this guy can help them win even while that's happening. He is an excellent defensive player. He is an excellent base runner. He's going to put the bat on the ball so he can help you manufacture a run early in the game when you're trying to get a lead with the Giants pitching staff that they have. So while he gets up to speed, he can still help you by doing some winning things. Center field was not a good spot for the Giants last year at all.
No.
They have made a huge improvement there by adding him. They've made a massive improvement defensively at third base, and they've made a massive improvement, I think, at shortstop with Nick Ahmed defensively. Left field. You know, left field, their overall production was pathetic last year, and mm-hmm. the defense was a big part of that. And Michael Conforto, like, Michael doesn't have to hit 30 home runs. Just be solid out there, be a good, solid defensive player, hit a few home runs, get on base like he usually does, and the Giants made a big, big improvement there. But Lee is my guy. That's the guy I think. Now, the only hesitation I had is I watched Jordan Hicks the other night, and I was like, huh, well, maybe that should be my guy. Jordan Hicks over at the Coliseum was nasty with a capital N. Mm. You know, there's lots of questions about health and how's this experiment going to go. Can he last a full year? He's not the biggest guy in the world. Can the body hold up? Gosh, and look, they're going to take it easy with him early in the year, but if it holds up at all, that stuff is ridiculous, like top of the league ridiculous. So he could have a great year.
Whether he starts or comes out of the bullpen, Flem, I think this is a really good situation for the Giants. We're talking to Dave Fleming here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. We'll talk to him every single week during the baseball season. He's one of the many voices, great voices of the San Francisco Giants. And, of course, he's all over ESPN. But, you know, one thing that I hinted at last season, and we didn't see it because they didn't make the playoffs. But with this starting pitching, and Blake Snell, I think, is going to be a big boost. You mentioned Kyle Harrison a couple weeks ago on the show. If they can get to the bullpen with these starters, I do believe the Giants have a bullpen that is built for the postseason. Now, you got to get there. You don't want to overuse them like they did last season where they were taxed. But I really believe nobody's talking about this bullpen, and that may be the best position group on this team, Flip. The arms back there with the Rogers brothers, Duvall, this bullpen is set up for success.
Yeah, it really is. I think Camilo's set up to have a big year. Camilo wants that Giants save record. Camilo wants this to be a massive year for him. He's very serious about taking another step forward. So you got your guy at the end of the game whose stuff can match up with anybody's. And then you're right. You got lots of different looks. Bob Melvin's always been a manager who knows how to get a bullpen together. I think Bob's going to do an excellent job with that. And some of the young guys, you know, we haven't seen, I don't think we've seen yet, I think it's due in about, 20 minutes or something like that, the opening day roster announcement. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think there's a pretty darn good chance that Landon Roop is going to be on the opening day roster. Landon Roop is not going to be a starter at the beginning of the year. But this is the guy who's got that nasty curveball, young guy who's never pitched, you know, much above double A, has hardly pitched a double A. But his stuff is just really, really good. And, you know, so I think guys like that, so last year you have Junis and Wood and Stripling, mm-hmm. you're trying to mix and match and bridge with that. This year, you know, it's more like Ryan Walker and Landon Roop and maybe this guy Mason Black. Yeah. And, you know, that those are some weapons with stuff. And again, like Lee, it might take some of those youngsters a little while to adjust to this level, but I think the upside is way higher.
What is that Giants? Is it Rod Beck over 50? I know Wilson had like 48 one year. I believe Beck also got like 47, 48. What is the Giants' individual single season save leader?
I was going to bed last night thinking I need to look that up today because I heard that yesterday from that Camilo was kind of circling that. And I think it's 52 or 53 is the number. And I can't remember if it's Nen or Beck. I'll look it up right now.
I
should know that. But last night I put my head on the pillow. Yeah. I was like, who the heck has that Zays record? Yeah. Hopefully we get a new one this year.
Yeah, I mean, because Man, I know Brian Wilson had 1 year where he had at least 47 or 48, but I would think it would be Rod Beck. He was flirting with it 50 a couple of times. Frankie Rodriguez.
Rod Beck and who was it? Rodman, they had 48. Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson, 48 saves 1 year. Wow.
Okay, yeah. I think Beck might have got more than that, though. Why do I think Beck had more? But anyway, I know I'm looking at this team right now, and just on paper, they look so much better. But it also feels like the team is all on the same page. Now it's spring training. Everybody's on the same page. You've been around them a little. How is this team, chemistry-wise, personality-wise, in the dugout, with the manager, with the new staff, how are they different from last year?
Well, they're different in a couple ways. Number one, I think chemistry and confidence, you know, especially at the start of a year, a lot of that, you can't fake that. And a lot of that comes from just looking around the room. Like, you look around the room and, oh, there's Jorge Soler. There's Matt Chapman. There's Blake Snell. Like, these guys, you can't fool these guys. So when talent walks in the room, that automatically builds some chemistry. Like, huh, all right, we got a pretty good chance. I'll go to war with these guys. I think that's part of it, is the confidence you saw in spring training, just looking around the room and how many talented ball players there are in there. And there's definitely, look, I don't want to make this season or today like a bash Gabe Kapler, because I liked Gabe. And Gabe, it's hard to argue that for most of his tenure, I mean, Gabe did a good job with this franchise, and he won a lot of games here. So I don't want to knock Gabe, but there is, good or bad, it's a whole different thing. I mean, I was wearing a sport coat on the plane yesterday. There is a massive emphasis on stuff like that, you know, lining up before the game as a team, being on time, new dress code. It's a more, you know, Gabe's philosophy always was, these are grown men. When I was a pro, I didn't like people telling me I was an adult. I didn't want guys yelling at me and telling me what to do. I handled it myself. Mm-hmm. That was Gabe's philosophy, and Bob's philosophy is different. It is, we have a set of rules. We respect each other by being on time and looking a certain way as a group and doing certain things together. And so we'll see if that works. It's very different.
It is very different. By the way, clarification there. Rod Beck, yeah. Brian Wilson, 48 saves. They're the leaders in the clubhouse here when it comes to franchise record for saves in a season.
So no one's gotten 50, huh?
Nobody's gotten 50 yet. Too short of 50. Nin had a 45 save season. Back-to-back years, 45, 43, 41. Wow.
Rob Nin was incredible.
Okay, so here we are on opening day, the three of us chatting. That's a cool... We're going to follow that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Duvall, nobody's ever gotten to 50 in a Giants uniform. Let's get to 50.
Yeah, let's get to 50.
Who was the last 20-game winner for the Giants in the regular season?
Wow. It's got to be Swift and Burkett, right?
Well, they had two in the same season. Swift and Burkett, 93.
Was that it? That was it, Lubman? Yeah, that was it.
Wow. It's been since 1993. I mean,
so are you thinking Logan Webb has a chance to win 20 games in today's era?
It's so hard in this era, right? But with this bullpen that you're talking about, you can qualify for more saves. Plus, I look at Logan Webb, who's starting today. What he did last year, he went deeper into games, double the amount of past the seventh inning, handing the ball to the bullpen than anyone else in baseball. I just think that he's an underrated ace in a game where obviously pitching really matters, Dave. And I love his mentality. I didn't even think he had a great year last year.
Oh, I thought he had a great year. I did.
Oh. Well, I went by his standards.
I did. Yeah, I mean, he led the league in innings pitched. He is an ace. And I think he is the type of guy, like, it's hard to win 20 these days, but you're right. For the reason you just said, he's the type of guy who can do it because he gives himself a chance in games because he just pitches so many innings. And you bet, I mean, he is going to benefit big time from Matt Chapman. Like, I'll give you one, I think I said this to you guys earlier, but I'll give you one note about Matt Chapman. So balls on the ground within 15 feet of the third baseline, right? Okay, that weren't bunts. Mm-hmm. So true ground balls within 15 feet of the third baseline last season. The Blue Jays were second in baseball in turning those into outs. And Matt Chapman played almost every game at third base. So those types of ground balls, Blue Jays second in baseball turning those into outs, Giants third worst.
Wow.
So wow.
One guy on that type of play is going to make a – and what type of ball gets hit against Logan Webb more than
grounders.
Any other? And especially pull-side grounders. Mm-hmm. you know, by right-handed hitters. Like, that is going to get Logan a bunch of extra outs this year. And we'll see. Maybe he can turn that into a bunch more wins.
Flynn, what was it like having Pablo Sandoval at Kip? He looks so – I don't think I've ever seen him look like that, man. He looked phenomenal. I know he has to play for a few seasons. We could have a further discussion on him. But first and foremost, what was it like having him at Kip?
Well, it was fun to have him around. He was pretty serious about it, though. You know, for him, it wasn't – like, I tried to – when I first saw him, I gave him a big hug, and we smiled, and I was trying to, you know, kind of joke around with him a little bit, like, hey, this is cool, you're giving it, and he was like, no, I'm here to, I want to win a job. So Pablo was, he was taking it very seriously, and I think that rubbed off on everybody. Like, this guy's passion for the game is so intense that he's made all this money, he's had this great career, he just still wants a chance to play. You know, it's too bad he's not going to be on this Giants team. He just look, I mean, as great of a story as it was, the roster's full. They just don't have a spot for him. I love the guy, and he's such a big part of Giants history, so it's great to have him around.
Flynn, is he one of the bigger what-ifs with the Giants? Because we know about the three World Series, really special in 2012 with the three home run game and game one of the World Series. We know what he did in 2014. He catches the last out in foul territory in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium, but he leaves to the Boston Red Sox. And whatever happened there with the Giants and Pablo, well, you know, with the contract stuff or whatnot, but he goes to Boston, gets lost, and he fizzles out. He comes back on a minor league deal. And it was good to have him back, but he did come back with the Giants after he left the Red Sox. But to me, he's one of the bigger what-ifs in the last 20, 30 years with the Giants, because he could have really ended it special. We're talking about numbers retired. We're talking about him being an all-time legend there.
The 2011 year, when he got into shape, he saw the production, and then it just, I don't know. I always think about him, man, if he had been in the shape he's in now his whole career, I think everything plays out different.
Yeah, that's the what-if for me, not just leaving to Boston, just be a little better. You know, I jokingly said it the other night, but I guess it's not really a joke. Like, the Giants put this great highlight video together on the board Tuesday night for the fans to enjoy about Pablo, and he looks way better now than he did in almost all of those highlights.
It's unbelievable.
You know, it's like, and I do wish, you know, Pablo's gift in a way was his immaturity. You know, Pablo could just put it all aside and play ball. He didn't feel the pressure. He didn't feel the... But it also got him. You know, Pablo, it took Pablo a long time to grow up. And if he just had the seriousness he has now, the guy's got amazing ability. Like, you could have been talking about, I mean, seriously, you could have been talking about like a bunch of batting titles and a career where, you know, that number's going up on the wall.
Yeah, I'm with you. That era of Giants baseball, it's just the amount of characters that they had on that team was just unbelievable. Him, Hunter, Lincecum. I mean, so many. Even like a Johnny Sanchez was quirky, and I loved him. So many guys. But I'm looking at this team right now. We've talked about all the big guys. And obviously, there's a question of when Snell's going to pitch. You can give us that answer when you think he'll be ready. But I thought Wilmer was probably their best player last year, Wilmer Flores. And I thought Tyro Estrada, until the wrist injury, was their catalyst. Who's going to be the guy that you look at, maybe an under-the-radar guy who can be the litmus test for how good this team could be this year?
I think the first guy that comes to mind is Yastrzemski. I think, you know, the Giants are going to try not to ask too much of Mike. You know, Mike's body has started to break down a little bit, and he's not a huge guy. He's in great shape. He takes care of himself, but not a huge guy. I think Yaz, if he's, you know, hitting down in the lineup where you're not asking him to be a third place hitter, you're not asking him to be the center fielder, I think Yastrzemski can very quietly, because he's been so steady for the Giants these last few years, I think he's a guy in that Wilmer mold. Like, hey, you know, you rattle off 10 different Giants before you get to him and think about who can lead this team. I think Yaz still has a good season left in him of, you know, 20 home runs, get on base a bunch. If he's not in the starting lineup against a lefty, come off the bench. He's got a flair for the late inning stuff. Come off the bench and give him some big hits. I think he can be that guy. I hope the body holds up for him, because I really do think he can be that for this team.
So how does this season go, Flynn? Are you calling games in October for the Orange and Black? How are you feeling? You feeling spicy? How good are the vibes with you right now in this Giants team? Because I'm feeling good. I think they're going to be playing in October. I really do.
Yeah, I'm not booking any vacations for October. I think I got to keep the month clear. I think so. I'm keeping the month clear. And I tell you what, as it lines up right now, now you never know how the thing plays out. But if you give me Logan Webb and Blake Snell, and then just take your pick. Okay, Kyle Harrison explodes this year and has the year I think he's going to have. Or Jordan Hicks becomes a stud, or Robbie Ray and Alex Cobb both come back healthy, whatever it is. You give me those three guys, and I will take my chances.
When do you think Snell will be ready?
I think he'll pitch in a Giants uniform next week. I don't know what day, but I think he will be in a big league game next week.
And for clarity, what's his timeline for Alex Cobb and Robbie Ray?
Well, Cobb soon. I mean, Cobb, they're gonna force Cobb to pump the brakes a little bit. Cobb wants to be here now. Cobb's like, give me the ball. But I think they're gonna, you know, target maybe. Okay, we go on that second road trip to Florida. You come home after that, kind of late April. I think that's kind of the target for Cobb. So that would give him like maybe three or four more chances in a minor league game or in a camp game, something like that, just to make sure everything's good to go. I mean, Robbie's All-Star break plus. I'm not. You know, it would be great if Robbie Ray is a big part of this team, but I think all of us need to just sort of have it in our minds that that would be a bonus. That if he comes back this year, that's a bonus. I am not counting on. He just had the Tommy John surgery last year, so I'm just willing to. I know the rehab time has gotten accelerated for a lot of folks, but I'm being real patient with him.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. But the way I look at Robbie Ray, I was telling Shasky the other day, it's like a trade. You're going to be in a race at the deadline, and you add a pitcher, even if it's just for 2 months, even if it's
just 10
starts or whatnot.
Give me three
starts. That's a bonus. Yeah. That's almost a trade and a shot in the arm when you need another arm there late in the year. But anyway, good feeling about the Giants this time around. Taking on the Padres. Can't wait to see what they look like this season without Juan Soto. What will they do with their new manager coming over from the St. Louis Cardinals? But opening day is here. Giants baseball is back. That means Flip will be on our radios and televisions, and he'll be on the Morning Roast every single week. Here on 95.7 The Game. Flim, have a great call today down in San Diego. Should be a fun time, man. Baseball is back.
Keep October clear, boys. Come on.
Yes, let's go.
It's no band in dunes for me this October.
let's go. It's one of the best days of the year today.
I totally agree.
All right,
I'll see you at the yard next Friday.
Yeah, we'll see you at a playground in San Francisco. I won't reveal that playground.
Excellent. See you guys.
All right, Flim. He's one of the best in the business.
No, he really
man.
Is.
I love Flim, man. No, it's not Fody here. I really feel good about this Giants team.
Can we pause for a second on that? I'm very happy that you've come around on the Giants. No, but it's not because like you've had some epiphany.
Right.
They've done some really remarkable things, and I think a lot of fans are having the same realization that you're having. My uncle, he came over to the house yesterday, and my uncle Matt goes, I actually want to go to a lot of games this year. Mm-hmm. I'm going on Tuesday, whatever, a week and a half from now, with one of my buddies. I didn't go to one game last year. And my uncle is diehard baseball to the core, okay? Yeah. To the core. And he's like, I can't wait to go. This is the most optimistic I've been in an easy 5 years.
Easily. I'm so optimistic because, and look, you got to give Farhad credit. That end-of-season presser was rock bottom for the organization. Hell, it may be a rock bottom when it came out in the papers and Buster Posey said what he said about everything, about the city and being unable to attract free agents. And remember how the first few weeks of free agency started, and Mike Krueger was like, oh, they're going to get a star. And it's like, well, we're still waiting. And I'm not sure they were able to sign a star, but they got some very good players. Blake Snell's a very good pitcher. If he could keep his walks down and it'll extend his outings, he won't be a 5-inning pitcher. He'll be a 6-inning pitcher if he could stay away from the walks. Then you got Logan Webb, who I think is the guy went toe to toe with the Dodgers in 2021. I ain't worried about Logan Webb. Logan Webb's going to be fine. Logan Webb is a bulldog. He is Matt Cain 2.0. He's going to be solid. But as we go through this rotation here, after you get through Blake Snell, if you could get 5 innings out of Kyle Harrison, if I could get 5-6 out of Cobb, if I could get something out of Jordan Hicks, all of a sudden I give the ball to this bullpen, they're going to shut it down late in the innings. I take the Giants bullpen over anybody's bullpen in the National League. I go toe for toe, head to head with anybody out there when it comes to the Giants bullpen. The Rogers brothers have won me over. Kamala Duvall is a star. He's a stud. He's a horse in the back end of the bullpen. And they got some arms there that can get to Camilo Duvall and the Rogers brothers. And then the lineup. He's got threats now. You know, we talk about non-scorers or non-shooting guys on the basketball team. And you're playing 3-on-5, 4-on-5. Well, the Giants had a lot of one-dimensional offensive players in the past few seasons. Guys who either struck out or walked or hit it to the warning track. This season, they got some dudes who can hit it over the yard. They got some dudes who can run. And I'm looking for this guy from the KBO to run around the bases like a bat out of hell. I'm looking for that. I'm looking for Matt Chapman to revitalize himself in the batter's box. I know what he can do at the hot corner, Shasky, but in the batter's box, can you give me 25 home runs? Can you give me some RBIs? Can you give me some situational hitting that gets this ballpark buzzing again? So, yeah, I'm fired up about the Giants this season. I think they're going to make a run at this thing.
Right.
Now, am I saying the whole damn thing? No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.